tough start. What do you think the mood of the locker room is at the moment?
Probably contrary to what a lot of people may think on the outside, it's really good, pretty positive. I mean, we're as disappointed as a start as anybody, but we see where we can go still, and we see what the division looks like, and we see how close we are to being 3-1. And I know that's a bunch of what ifs, and I'm not buying into that at all. But we got a lot to build on. We've done a lot of good things. We just now got to get that factored into a win.
What do you guys do to keep frustration from sort of seeping in too far?
Well, I think it's the fact of what we still have to play for. Every goal we had at the start of the season, besides going undefeated, is still out there. And we just got to keep playing. And like I said, get a win. Winning can cure a lot of things, and can maybe get this thing jump started in a different direction. And we got the right guys to keep the mood up and the beat up. And we had a good day today. And we're gonna be as hungry as ever on Sunday.
Having played Denver as much as you have, which is more shocking, the fact that you guys have had so much trouble running the ball, or the fact they've had so much trouble stopping it?
I don't know. It's when you look at what they've done defensively, two things stand out. One, how fast and how talented the group is as a whole, and then secondly, really how vanilla they've been. And I say that with a red light flashing. We'll be ready for anything, but they've really just lined up and played, and you wonder if some of that is intentionally. In Indy, they really didn't change up a whole lot of things, and they weren't going to let Indy get a big play in the pass or anything like that. So we'll be ready for anything. We obviously they've done a variety of things against us every year, and we know they're a heck of a defense and a tough one to go against every year.
How much has Vincent Jackson been improving the last couple of years?
Yeah, he's an improving player, and he brings some big play capability with him. So we got to continue to keep him involved and give him chances to make big plays.
What impresses you most about him?
Well, I just think anytime you see a guy that big and that fast, and his ability to still get in and out of breaks and control his body, it's really impressive. And he I think, too, is just his ability. We move him all over the place on the field, and he really has a great understanding of the game and what's being asked of him, and he's an ascending player.
Philip, we all heard about the Marty Marty chants from your crowd. What was your reaction as a quarterback and the players as a whole for we can only worry about
what we do out there on the field, and certainly we're as disappointed as our fans are at our start, and they give us a ton of support and really are a 12th man when we're at home, so somewhat disappointing, but we just go play, and we're going to continue to play and play hard, and hopefully we'll give them plenty of reason to cheer here before long.
So what do you think of this cornerback tandem? Not a lot of teams have tested them yet. They've just run the ball pretty good, but they haven't done much in the passing game.
Both of these corners are outstanding. Obviously, they're similar in ways, and they're a little bit different in ways. But they're both savvy veteran players that can really run and are great ball skills. That's one thing that steps out. Both of them really can catch the ball, sometimes with DBs or corners, where you never want them to get their hands on it, but deflection is what you'd expect. These guys, if they get their hands on it, they're going to catch it. So you got to be smart. Pick your times to work on them, and we'll definitely give them the respect they deserve.